This is CICK News. Angelique Lalonde is a writer from Gitxsan territory who grew up feeling like her perspective on life was a little different from those around her. She was shortlisted for the Giller Prize in 2021 for her collection of short stories called Glorious Frazzled Beings, and has launched her debut novel called Variations on a Dream, which she will share with an audience at the Smithers Public Library on Friday, February 13th at 7 p.m.
Hello, I'm Angelique Lalonde, and I'm the author of Variations on a Dream.
Thank you so much for meeting me outside of the library. We are meeting on a Sunday, so cards on the table here, we are outside. But I was hoping if first you could actually just start telling me a little bit about Variations on a Dream, and then also what inspired you to frame your novel around dreams?
The thing that most people have focused on is ultimately looking at it as the breakdown of a marriage. I mean, I think in this society, growing up in this society, like the idea of a dream come true relationship is something that a lot of people seek at some point in their lives. And this novel was just, I think, looking at the ways that this idea manifests in terms of the building of a life and then the unraveling of a life. Dreams also come in a different way, because dreams are also daydreams or fantasies, waking dreams. And the idea of fantasy is explored in terms of erotic and sexual fantasy, as well as the domestic fantasy, family fantasy, and the different ways that our imagination can both be a source of creation for life and destruction.
How does your anthropology PhD and then also the Gitxsan territory that you live on, how does that inform your writing? And how did it inform this novel at all, if at all?
I mean, I think the anthropology piece, I did study a lot of like sexuality and feminist theory, queer theory in my grad studies, and that definitely informs this novel in a lot of ways, in terms of looking at, you know, there's so many ways throughout time and throughout space that humans have done everything, but like particularly sex and sexual relationships. And, you know, we live in a heteronormative society, and so that whole institution of marriage and the nuclear family, for the most part, we're familiar with what's familiar and what's around us. And so I think that's always framing, you know, there's always different ways to look at things and different lenses to apply and different stories that are told and untold. And that interests me as a human being. I also grew up, my parents are both from Quebec, and I grew up in Sparwood, BC, in an Anglophone small town where definitely was culturally different than everybody around me, and that frames my sort of like, why is what's going on everywhere around me different than what's happening at my house? And so there's lots of like just different ideas about what's true and real and how belief kind of frames that and can create frames of meaning or frames of like conflict as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, Gitxsan territory, for anyone who hasn't been there, is just stunningly beautiful and powerful. I feel very humble and aware of the privilege that allows me to be there, and every day grateful for that experience. It underlies, I think, my approach to just like embodiment and trying to find like authentic meaning in life. I can always find it there.
Yeah, this place is pretty easy to find inspiring, yeah. I find. Yeah. So is it important to you, in order to kind of blend things like maybe like absurdity but surreal sensibilities or even comic sensibilities with your writing, when you're tackling themes like inner lives and insecurity, marriage, all that sort of stuff? And if so, why?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it is absurd. Like, you know, we find ourselves taking ourselves so seriously, our creations of ourselves. I think online life is like this big spectacle of illusory selfhood and trying to basically advertise ourselves as like our best possible selves. And most people don't feel that way most of the time. And it creates a lot of pressure to be something that looks a certain way when there might be a lot of other things going on underneath. And the comparisons and the trying to measure up and knowing how to participate, I think, brings a lot of anxiety for people. And I think if we can find humor, like humor is a shared experience, we can laugh together, it can lighten up things that are darker or more difficult.
So having gained acclaim for Glorious Frazzled Beings and then now your debut novel, how do you see your work evolving, or how did it evolve from your collection of short stories to this novel?
Yeah, I mean, for me, like my writing process is very organic. So I'm writing things that I'm interested in, that I'm curious about, that I'm inspired by either in reading or just like experience, or that I'm seeing around me in the world that I want, that are like both intellectually stimulating and like emotionally confusing or charged in some kind of way, and that will continue in my work. So I think I do try to, you know, put the particular and the universal together in a way that kind of creates a conversation that I find engaging, that will hopefully also be engaging to others. I think because of that anthropological lens, or just that sense of like flipping reality around, sometimes when we go into the absurd or go into the imagination, we can find ourselves looking at things that we see every day and sort of miss seeing otherwise.
Just last is if you would tell me about this Friday.
Yeah, so this Friday, I am delighted to be launching the book at the Smithers Library. My dear friend, Fabienne Calvert-Filto, who also just got back from Whitehorse, but is sometimes based on Gitsan territory, is going to be moderating for me. And they have they're a poet and a playwright, and I will be talking about the novel, doing a reading, and then just answering some questions, doing audience Q&A. I think Mills will be here selling books for those who want to buy them, or no, obviously no pressure, and just others, yeah, who want to come and listen and hear and just have a chat. Yeah. So, yeah, excited.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Yeah, my pleasure.
CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague, Dan Messick, and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.